It's Thursday, the 14th of October. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 11.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a hyena airplane, please.
We're going to record the Sodcast over here.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, and welcome to another bumper-packed Sodcast, the loudest gardening podcast in the world. I have to say, it's a little bit chilly outside. My fingers are a little bit cold. My body's warm, you know, but it's still not a point in time for taking it easy in the garden. And again, I'll come to that later on when I speak to Pat Fitzgerald. Last week, I had Jane Powers on the show, and Jane was actually saying she made a very, very fair point, which is, there really shouldn't be any quiet time for a gardener, particularly come the autumn winter months. And that's exactly what I'm going to try and chip onto today. Of course, I have a bumper packed show for you this week, but first of all, I'd like to thank the gentlemen and ladies of Repack Recycling for proudly sponsoring the Sodcast. Thanks very much, folks. It is really appreciated, and you are, in fairness, trying to get a decent message. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Up on the blog, of course, I have my This Week on the Blog section. I have my images for the podcast. I have my links for the podcast. I have This Week's Oddities, and of course, I have my And Finally section. First up, well, there isn't really a first up, and I've been through this last week. I went through it. I don't have any super-duper news. The guys from the Web Awards, they're on this weekend, and there are some really good Irish podcasts there, but they're not gardening ones, but they're still great podcasts. So good luck to everybody at the weekend, and may the best lady man win. I'll be cheering for all of you because I am independent in all of these things. To those of you going, no, seriously, sincerely, have a great evening. It's this Saturday. I think it's in the Mansion House. And well done, Mully, for the organising, as always. My first up bit. Yeah, Dina, Curly Dina. Dina is her name. She wasn't christened or born or given that name by Bert, you know, Curly Dina. Her name is actually Dina Williams, but she has curly hair. Nobody has a sense of humour this weekend. I don't know what's going on. But Dina sent me a really nice message, and she said, quote, "At Donegan Gardens, that's me, has the chirpiest voicemail message." Well, in fact, I do. And I'm glad that it's chirpy, and I hope it makes people smile. So would you ever stop calling direct to my message minder and saying, that's lovely? People drunk at 4 a.m, let's phone Donegan and see how chirpy he is now. It's not funny, you know. Moving on, because my sense of humour really isn't working today. Moving on, I have my This Week on the Blog section. Look, okay, this one comes up again and again and again and again and again. And I've got points in time where on the blog I actually don't do a whole lot. I do maybe 2 posts or 3 posts per week. But essentially, look, what happens if you look at the list is, let's go through it. I did the Natural History Museum there, I think it was last, or I can't remember, Saturday, Sunday or somewhere like that, is what I did. I thought it was really, really cool. I'm just telling you about it. That's really all. The Sodcast guest, I did that interview with Pat Fitzgerald because I'm essentially just introducing Pat to the listeners who really don't want to hear, you know, at what age Pat went into nappies at. But, you know, so if you want to find out more about the guy, once you hear him coming up later on in the show, well, then you can go back and you can listen to it. And that's what it's there for. But I phoned Pat at 6 a.m. That's when we did that interview. Garden maintenance. That post is up there because that's essentially what I do for a living. So if you need your garden maintained, there's a detailed kind of a listing or description in there of what I can do to help you and make your garden look all super duper. And then you can say how great I am. And then you can listen to my voice message. And I did that post last Saturday. The Irish Garden Plant Society. Well, I went to visit that on Sunday because I've nothing else to do in my life except for hugging trees. I'm a lucky man because essentially gardening is my job and it's my hobby. You know, I'm blessed in that. And I don't play golf. I think I tried it once, as I said to you before, but like, it wasn't worth it. I mean, I think 14 people got run over in a golf cart, and that wasn't pretty. And I think the last one was the Science Gallery. And that's the Green Machines exhibition. It's a really cool gig. Really, really cool gig. I can't highlight it enough. Go check go check out that post. It is, go see it. It's just off Pierce Street. It's in the Science Gallery. It's called Green Machines. It's a cracking day. And I think they say to you, look, if you want, you can make a donation of a fiver if you feel like it. You can't say further than that. And you know, you really, really can't. Straight on to my images for the podcast. I've got a couple up there. But essentially what I was looking at, whilst I was in Dublin City Centre, you know, for the Science Gallery and in for the Natural History Museum, what essentially I was looking at was fronts of buildings and easy ways to spruce them up. Now, fronts of buildings includes your house. It also includes your shop front. It also includes your offices. But if you look at the first picture, that's the, is it the American Institute? I think the first time I was there at Jangles was talking Neville Hobson. And it was Bernie Goldbach had actually brought me there to listen to Neville talking. It was a great day. But if you look at the plant on the front of it, that's Virginia creeper. As far as I'm aware, someone correct me if I'm wrong, is a Parthenocissus tricuspidata. And what you actually see, the leaves aren't always that colour, as you'd be well aware. Normally they're green, or you can see bits of green to the left. But what happens is during the days where you get warm weather, okay, I'll make sense of this in the end, but you get warm temperatures during the day and you get cold temperatures at night. What happens is you get a buildup of sugars. They freeze then at night time and they're held within the leaves, and that's what gives you, inverted commas, autumn colour. But it did look glorious, although I can't stand the plant. I don't mean I can't stand the plant. It's just once it's up and once it's stuck to the building, it's kind of stuck to the building. And it's not like it's like a hedge and you can kind of, you know, cut it out or pull it out or shift it or move it. It's like once it's up, it's up. The next one is just a bedding plant. That's all it is. Just a simple pansy, as you, yeah, as I and you would know it. But I've seen so many offices, and they've just got little like window boxes. And I saw that one on, I think it was on Leinster, just near Leinster House, which would be opposite Merrion Square Park, which is just opposite the Natural History Museum again. And it was just in one of the window boxes, and I kind of like leant over and just took a quick snap of it. And I was kind of going, you know, wouldn't it be amazing if every single office window ledge, shop window ledge, domestic window ledge in Dublin city centre, minimum, just put one of them out? How pretty would the place look? The tree bark that you see, which is the third photograph down, that's a Betula pendula, which is basically a birch, for want of a better description. But the bark on it, as far as I'm aware, it's Betula jacimontii. Again, someone can correct me if I'm wrong. But I just, again, it was one of those, like it's October and leaves are falling off the trees and all of a sudden, well, I think across Merrion Square Park, the leaves were kind of yellowy, but they weren't falling yet or as yet. And again, that was a couple of days ago. But the bark just stood out like it was like a, you know, a ray of sunshine just coming through the clouds. And I was kind of going, God, wouldn't it be great if every garden had one of them in it? Then I got on to, oh God, I was in it. Yeah, because I go see, you know, people ring me up and they say, oh, hey, Pete, would you come and look at my garden? Like, I think I got a problem with a thing. And so I looked and, God, didn't I see this Japanese maple? And again, like, you know, there are gardens that I get to and I go, oh God, you've... Well, this one had an absolute whopper. And you look at the leaves and you look at the colour and then you look again back at the front of the American Institute and I was kind of going, God, isn't it so, so, so amazing? The next two photographs down after that, I couldn't see the name. It's a flower shop in Dunleary. Jane Powers would know this shop, but I didn't know the name of the shop and I didn't want to go across like a, you know, shifter hanging basket out of their way and somebody kind of think I was trying to borrow it long term on them. But I actually just thought, you know, doesn't it look well? I know it's a flower shop, but doesn't it look well? Like, it really, really does look pretty. It'd make me want to go in there, as versus Fagan's pub in Drumcondra. And if you look at what they have, well, you know, I've got to give the lads credit because that's at the side of the pub and essentially they've got a bit of foliage there, they've got a bit of colour and it is inviting, but you're kind of looking at it going, I mean, many shops, you know, in Dublin City Centre that really just, they just don't bother a whole lot. No offence, right? That's no offence. But, you know, a couple of hanging baskets, a couple of window boxes. If you look at what the guys in the flower shop did, it probably costs less than what the guys in Fagan's did. That's the funny thing about it, because the guys at Fagan's, they've Fatsia Japonica, which is the upper level ones. I'm not too sure what the rest of it is. Scrolling down, sitting in Merrion Square Park on the bench. You'll see a little bit of graffiti on it. Don't mind that. Little Robin Redbreast came over and sat right beside me, and I just thought, wow, isn't that super? Yeah, it was a nice moment. Put it all in context, but it makes you realise, you know, that there's more than just, I suppose, me and you in the garden. And again, the photographs, like, they just give me, they give me a pattern of telling a story, and that's really all I'm trying to do here. And you get to the last one. And the last photograph is Solanum jasminoides, Solanum jasminoides alba. Solanum is the potato family. So I find that Solanum grows quite well in Irish gardens and Irish soil and Irish climatic conditions because it's, you know, it's potato relative. If you look at the flower, for those of you who have had potato plants grown in your garden, Dave 98, your missus would know about this. Sorry for saying Mrs. Tracy, I didn't mean like that, but you'd be aware of the flower, and it's actually quite similar-ish. Okay, I say ish, but you know what I'm saying. It's not purple and blue, you know, it's white and yellow. You get where I'm coming from. But that's in flower and full whack. And in bud, it's not like on the verge of going out. So if you're looking for a climber to have in your garden that would be in flower around about this time, there you have it. Solanum jasminoides alba. Now, the whole point of putting up that group of photographs, as you can easily gather, and as I've probably said already, it's more just to get you thinking. If you look at what the guys have done, the American Institute, as versus what the guys outside the flower shop have done, the flower shop is like, it's just bright and colourful and looks inviting. You look at what Fagans have done, there's probably a little bit more work in that, probably a little bit more expense. But essentially, even if it is down to just planting one tree, or just one plant, or just one climber, in your own garden, just to brighten up your day, to make you smile, just to make you smile. Well, you got a couple of names. You got the Japanese maple, as I said to you. You've got the Solanum, a couple of hanging baskets, a couple of window boxes, one or two pansies. That's all it takes. Not major expense, but doesn't it look good? Doesn't it? I think so. I hope so. Straight into it, folks. I'd like to welcome my third guest on the show. He is no stranger. As I said on Tuesday, no stranger to me, no stranger to you, if you're a fan of the blog or following the blog. His name is Pat Fitzgerald. We had a chat about gardening, obviously. Take a listen, see how we get on.
From a Joe Public point of view, Pat, I mean, you're into the second week in October. What would you be recommending that people should be doing in the garden at this moment in time? And big thing is to get a little bit of colour into the garden and to try and spruce it up. It's Halloween, it's the summer bedding is gone. What's next on the agenda for Joe Public?
Well, I can only talk about my own garden, which took a fairly backseat during the summer-autumn period. So I find myself I do more work in the garden from about September through to March. And if I haven't done by March, then it's crap for the rest of the year. Basically, trying to get it sorted for next year because I simply don't have the time from March onwards, and I want to have a pretty good-looking garden next year. We've just finished repainting the fence, so we've got some really good colour contrast developed in the fence. On Saturday, after I got back from Sri Lanka, I attacked the front patio. I've emptied all our containers. Hopefully this Saturday I get to fill them. I picked out a number of plants now to put into the containers for the winter. So I expect I will have 15 to 20 full containers dotted around the garden and dotted around the front patio. So most of my work in the garden for the next 2 or 3 weeks will be making sure the ceramic and glazed planters, and I have terrazzo planters as well, are filled with plants which have colour, form and give some sort of interest to the fairly close up parts of the house. So I have a front patio which is done with Liscannor stone, and I have a back patio which is done with more formal paving of a sort of a sandstone type nature. So on the back patio I'll have blue coloured large containers, and on the front patio then I'm using black containers. So I'm working all of that out, and that's the most of my work around the garden. And we have a bit of tidy up to do to the beds. We have a good lot of autumn flowering stuff like Nepenthes. We have some dahlias just going out now. So it'll be basically tidy up on the normal garden end.
In that context, the plants that you're going to actually put into the pots, I'm assuming that they're all instant colour.
Yeah, you would be talking in some cases of plants in 3-litre containers going into your average patio pot of about 27 to 30 centimetres. Also, I have plants left over from last year. I have cordylines, which we nursed through the winter, and I'm tidying them up, cleaning them.
If I was to make up 2 planters in the morning, let's say one for each side of the driveway, one for each side of the door, what would you recommend?
Fatsia japonica variegata is top of my list. Carex everest, Carex evergold, Carex evergreen. They provide colour through the winter. The nandina makes a very good bamboo-like plant, but it's not actually a bamboo, and it's fantastic for larger containers. On the shrubby side of things, there's a number of pretty hardy shrubby plants you can use in containers, like choicea, white dazzler, and that's a good patio shrub. Plant like, for instance, cordyline Charlie Boy has got a really stunning pink colour, and it does look darn good in the winter. I know people in Germany who have agapanthus as a plant every year on their patio. So agapanthus, blue storm, for instance, you can bring that into a garage. You can even cut back the foliage once you keep a little bit of moisture in agapanthus. You can have that for many years to come. You can even split it up and spread it to other containers. You do have to split the year into the seasonal compartments, naturally, when you decide what plant you're going to use for a container.
And thanks, Pat, for that very, very much. It really, really is appreciated. I have, of course, got the links for Pat up there on the blog if you'd like to get in touch with him, or you'd like to say hello, or you'd like to know more about him. Other than that, as I said, Tuesday's post has a little bit more information on him. This week's oddities, I've kept it short and sweet. This one came in from Pyrrhus Kelly, and it's to celebrate Science Week 2010. And essentially what it is, it's a photo competition. There is a bursary in there. It's extremely easy. You upload your photographs to pics.ie. You put in the simple tags, the directions are there. When you click the link at the bottom of that, and bam, you could win yourself a couple of few bobs. Not bad. Thanks, Pierce. I've only got 2 this week, but it's for good reason. But I got this one from John Peavoy. And John was talking to me last week, and he was saying that he was in Amsterdam Airport. And when he was coming through, there was bulbs on sale. I've never known an airport to sell bulbs. So Johnny took a snap for me, and he sent it to me today. It's phenomenal. You may as well have potatoes on sale in Dublin Airport, as far as I'm concerned. That'd be one I'd look forward to seeing. And finally, all of the stuff I do in the garden, on the blog, as a hobby, as a profession. I've an amazing job in that by just one plant, one hanging basket, I get to make people smile. And I was wandering around the garden last Sunday morning with my 5-month-old daughter, Ella, in my arms. And we came up to the wee little peach tree, and she decided to put out the hand and latch on. I had the camera in my back pocket because I always have a camera with me. And I put out my arm outstretched and took 2 or 3 photographs. That's the one that came out. And it just made me smile. It puts it all in perspective. Puts it all in context, and it makes me personally, without getting a bit but it makes me, I don't know, I think when I'm kind of trying to figure out the meaning of life, what it's all about and why you do it all and why you take the stress and why you have the laughs as well, the thrills and the spills. And you look at that, and it puts it all in context. The audio that I have just below it is worth a listen. And that was done, as far as I'm aware, as far as I can remember, on a Sunday day, my only day off, in which I usually get to go and see gardens as well. What can I say, folks? Look, do have a great weekend in the great outdoors. Thank you so much for listening to the Sodcast. Thanks to Pat Fitzgerald, and thanks also to the lads from and ladies from Repack Recycling for sponsoring the podcast. It does make a difference. Yeah, what can I say? Happy gardening, folks. Take care. Bye for now.